Mr. Moderator, town meeting members, this is difficult for me to do. When we voted on the warrant for this meeting, I decided I wasn't going to speak on the issue tonight because the outcome seemed a foregone conclusion in terms of successfully passing this body. I believe now that the outcome is and should be in doubt. As someone who has long advocated that something has to be done with the high school, the outcome of the current process is extremely disappointing. The state and local fiscal picture gets bleaker every day. I just spent a weekend listening to the condition that the state is in, translating it into the condition that all our communities are in. Senator Rogers, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, claims that the deficit could actually reach as high as $950 million as opposed to the $450, $600 million that they're talking about. The town of Reading, in addition to being cut by the new governor, if the legislature gives them the authority, is also facing another $500,000 in the school department that we'll have to fund that we're short. So we're talking about $1 million already. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about some serious money. On the proposed plan, the current plan, and I'm not sure what it is because every time we see the plan now it's changing, does a huge disservice to the community. Most of the community-related issues communicated to the building committee have been neglected or poorly addressed. A community that, for as long as I have been involved in the town, is constantly looking for space should not be tearing down to reduce space. We should not be giving up a gymnasium when the school and community are short of gym space. It makes no sense philosophically or otherwise to tear down an auditorium that we use repeatedly and build a new, smaller auditorium. In terms of space or the auditorium, not too long ago, there was an effort to establish a performing arts center. That failed because we didn't have space, no place to build it. The effort to get design money approved was successfully based on the question of renovating the high school. Renovating the high school. On the fiscal issues, additionally, we are here tonight considering this plan to accelerate a process that, given the state economy, may not come to fruition anyway or be severely delayed. With some of the other selectmen, as I said, I attended the MMA annual meeting Friday and Saturday. We heard the governor report that the fiscal picture, even for 03, is so bad that he is asking for enhanced emergency power to cut local aid. He projected that FY04 will be even worse. He's asking for those powers because the current emergency powers only allow him to cut from human services, which have already been cut by the previous governor. These cuts and the additional ones will be hurting many of the people that a school building project will need as allies to pass a school debt exclusion. We heard the Speaker of the House indicate the governor will likely be granted the power. We heard legislators suggest that they may have to shut down the SBA list until current projects are paid for, and payments are being delayed significantly. We heard personally from one town manager who we know well from having interacted with before, who's currently the town manager in Franklin. They can't open a brand new school because they don't have the $2 million in funds needed to operate the school. $2 million to operate a new school. We heard that the economy will be very slow to recover and grow only modestly. The recovery is going to be much slower than what we've seen in the past. The 92 recession, the governor and others told us, will be nothing compared to what we're going to be seeing over the next few years. All this in addition to the fact that we already know that our 03 budget is overspent and that we will need an operating override of $3 million or more to avoid huge layoffs of teachers, police, and firemen in 04. In the speeches and workshops that I attended, in the news stories I have read and heard, I know that some communities are considering cuts and revenue enhancements that we have already dealt with over the past few years. I feel like I could be giving the workshops that I attended at the MMA meeting. People are making suggestions about things that we've done for years now. We're down to the bone. We are going to go, other than to painful where are we going to go other than to painful education and public safety reductions? It is truly unfortunate that we have the wrong plan at the wrong time. I would love to be able to stand here and advocate for a beautiful, new, state-of-the-art, aesthetically pleasing high school that we can all boast to our families and friends about. I know we would all love to be able to continue to brag about great SAT scores and college acceptances of Reading students, about improving MCAS scores, and all the other measures of academic success for our children. The reality is we can't afford the dream high school building at whatever level of reimbursement. And if we aren't truthful with ourselves and the neighbors we need help from to pass an operating override, the other measures of success will also be lost. I know that many of you came here tonight with the intention to vote for the high school project come hell or high water. Well, the high water is here, and fiscal hell is charging up 93 from the State House. I urge all of us to sit back, take a deep breath, and consider this reality that we cannot afford the project as proposed, that the likelihood that we will have to ask for an operating override will be well known by February 25th, and that no matter how optimistic anyone may have been about passing the project a month ago, the likelihood of success is seriously diminished now. I'd urge you that we formulate a process that rather than futilely waste another month or more, we formulate a process that moves us ahead on a fiscally realistic path that is inclusive, honest, and achievable. I believe the Board of Selectmen is willing to participate in that process. I believe the loyal opposition will be willing and should participate in that process. And I believe we are capable of formulating a plan that will gain the support it needs. Thank you.
Further discussion? Ms. Cooper?